I'm John Rothman.
I'm Mitch Tuckman.
And you are listening to the Retire With More program. And our guest is Jonathan Clements. Absolutely outstanding, fascinating fellow. Just amazing. And Mitch, we want to continue on our theme of the five big themes. We've covered three. Let's hit the next one.
Well, wait, I wanted to go back to talk to Jonathan about the third just a little bit more.
Oh, sure.
Because, again, Jonathan Clements is one of the top personal finance writers in America. He writes for the Wall Street Journal every weekend, has been doing this for decades, and his perspective is just second to none. So we were talking about how people, as hunter and gatherers, we're not wired to do instinctively things that relate to being financially successful, that all those instincts that we've got burned into our brains sort of move us into making the wrong decisions at the wrong time when it comes to investing. So, Jonathan, we were talking about that. I wanted to ask you, have you read about this Vanguard study where just helping people avoid those instincts can help an investor over many years increase his returns by 3%? I don't know if you've read that.
I've seen that study, and what it talks to is the value of a good financial advisor, and I preface it with the word good. Clearly, people make huge number of mental mistakes, and we'll talk about this when we get to my fifth point even more, but let's sort of lay it on the line right here, which is, you know, saving and investing for retirement is too important to mess up. If you cannot get it done on your own, if you consistently fail to save enough, if you regularly panic when the market goes down, if you find yourself chasing the hot performers, if you clearly cannot get it done on your own, then find somebody qualified who's acting as a fiduciary to work on your behalf.
And that, of course, would be, from our perspective, rebalanceira.com.
Well, of course. I mean, we talk people off the ledge all the time. It's amazing. And I'd like to read some of those behavioral studies that you've mentioned, but that's a lot of our value add.
I just want to be clear about one thing. Jonathan, you would then not advise me to take all of my money and put it in Enron.
No, I would rather go to for Vegas and put it on red. That would be my preference.
All right, let's keep going because we've got two more points to make. Mitch?
Yeah, Jonathan, talk about this holistic approach that people kind of miss, that they don't take in managing their money.
When you think about your finances, you really want to take a broad view that cuts across all these different financial products that you get sold. You know, you should be thinking about your insurance and your real estate and your retirement portfolio and your college savings and your mortgage all in a single financial system rather than thinking of them one bucket at a time. And often the central organizing element as you try to take this broad view of your finances is what economists call your human capital, which is your ability to pull in a paycheck. Why is your human capital so important? Well, in crass economic terms, your years in the workforce are all about building up enough financial capital so that one day you can live without the income from your human capital. And so as you think about that process, building up savings so that one day you no longer need a paycheck, you should make sure that all the different parts of your personal finances support that. So, for instance, early in your working career, when you know that you've got decades of paychecks ahead of you, you should probably be heavily focused on the stock market because, in the sense, your paycheck is like earning income from a bond. You have a big bond, that's you, your paycheck, so you diversify it by investing heavily in stocks. As you approach retirement and the end of your human capital, what you're going to want to do is to bring bonds into your portfolio so that you replace the income from your paycheck with income from your bonds. Similarly, because your human capital is so important, you probably want to have some disability insurance in case you suffer a career-ending disability so that you have income that's going to replace that paycheck. The riskiness of your paycheck should also be reflected in how risky your stock portfolio is. If you work on commission or there's a great chance that you're going to get laid off, you probably want to be a little bit more conservative with your portfolio. Similarly, in terms of debt, the riskier your human capital, the less debt you should be taking on.
You know, Jonathan, it's interesting. We were recently talking to a prospective client the other day, and this guy had an enormous pension, like $70,000 a year. He had up his Social Security he was going to be collecting, and the guy was making more money than he would ever spend. And yet he was being very, to him, very risk-averse and conservative in his stock portfolio. And we asked him why, and he said, well, you know, there's this rule that I should take the number of years I am, and that's the percentage of debt. But holistically, when we spoke with him at Rebalance IRA, we talked to him. We said, well, you can look at this pension and Social Security and the income that's throwing off almost like a bond portfolio, which would mean that the IRA account is really to protect you from inflation. And so that holistic approach, we're finding it evades people many times when they're thinking about.
And, of course, the key here, and you pointed it out very eloquently, Jonathan, is rebalancing. That depending upon your age, your income, what your assets are, rebalancing what you are going to have when you retire is absolutely critical.
That's certainly true. I just like, before we move off the holistic topic, a couple other things along the same lines that people should be thinking about. One is, you know, as you look at your overall finances, you should be making sure that you're not overcommitting to one goal and undercommitting to another. And specifically, you shouldn't be buying an ever bigger homes, and you shouldn't be stuffing money into college accounts if it means you're shortchanging your retirement. Because the fact is, you don't need to own the biggest house in the neighborhood, and you don't have to pay for your kids to go to Harvard. But one day, you will need to retire. And when you retire, you can't take out a loan like your kids can for college or like you can to buy a house. When you start retirement, you have to have a great big heaping pile of dollar bills. And if you don't have it, you're going back to the office.
I just want you to know I've advised both of my sons that their job is to graduate, get great jobs, and support me in my old age. But I guess I can't count on that. Talk to me about...
Plan B?
When will that be? Oh, never. Let me talk to you about, or you can talk to us about, addition versus subtraction. I did not do very well in math, but people do focus on addition, not the subtractions. Can you talk about that with us, please?
When you discuss investing with individuals, they're all focused on performance. Are they going to beat the market? What sort of return are they going to earn? And I say to people, I've been kicking around Wall Street for 30 years. Nobody knows which direction the financial markets are going in. Nobody knows which stock is going to beat another. The crystal balls on Wall Street are all cloudy. So forget trying to figure out what's going to be the next hot performer. And instead of trying to focus so much on addition, try to limit the subtractions. And when I think about the subtractions, I put them into two buckets. First of all, there are those small annual subtractions that in the end can take a huge chunk out of your wealth. And what we're talking about here are the subtractions from things like mutual fund expenses and brokerage commissions and trading too much. And then there's also the subtraction from annual tax bills. If you trade your portfolio too much, realize your capital gains too quickly, you can end up giving away a lot of your annual gains so that your portfolio compounds at a lower rate. So that's the smaller annual subtraction that you need to be aware of. And then there are those big hits that can set you back so far that retirement can suddenly become a decade or two further away. And what I'm talking about is taking huge risk, like putting all your money in a couple of stocks and one of them ends up going into bankruptcy, or we have a big market decline, you're overinvested in stocks, you panic when the market goes down, you lock in your losses, and you've given up money that you will never get back. So don't focus so much on what you're going to make. Think a lot more about what you could potentially lose. And if you limit those losses, good things will happen.
That's great. Yeah, we call it risk-adjusted return. It's not the return, it's what risk you took to get it. But Jonathan, we're going to run out of time here, but would you tell us a little bit about The Money Guide 2015, your newest updated book, and why that's important for people to get a copy of?
The Jonathan Clements Money Guide 2015 is an annually updated personal finance guide. It just came out, and it really is, and of course, I sound like I'm patting myself on the back, but it really is unique. And I'll tell you why. Most books take months and months to come to market. I wrapped up this book on December 31st. There wasn't a whole lot of champagne involved because that evening I was taking all the latest closing numbers for the financial markets, plus numbers from the latest numbers from the economy, and I was updating the book. And thanks to Amazon and modern technology, that book was wrapped up on the evening of December 31st, and it was available for sale the next day. How cool is that?
That's cool. Very cool.
That's astounding.
So the John McClellan's Money Guide 2015 is a comprehensive financial guide. It covers every conceivable financial topic. I really hope that it's going to become a perennial on people's bookshelves, providing advice on every conceivable financial topic. It really is totally up to date, and it will be updated again this year and available for sale January 1, 2016.
Mitch, you have an announcement for our listeners. What is it?
Oh, well, we'll go into this a little bit more in the next segment without Jonathan, but we're going to give away copies of the book, Jonathan, for anyone who calls Rebalance IRA and schedules a consultation with one of us, because it's a very important piece of literature for everybody's bookshelf if you're over 45 and have saved enough money to start thinking about retirement.
Jonathan, if we get enough calls, your retirement will be secure.
We're gonna get some of your books out there. It's very important that people have this book, Jonathan.
Jonathan, last word, 30 seconds. What do you have to say to people?
I, over the years, met thousands of ordinary Americans who have amassed seven-figure portfolios. A lot of these people didn't have high incomes. A lot of them weren't particularly good at investing, but they do all share one attribute, and that attribute is that they are great, great savers. If you want to know what the key to financial success is, it's really, really simple. You got to live beneath your means and save as much as possible every month. If you do that, really, really good things would happen.
Our guest, Jonathan Clements. Jonathan, you've been absolutely tremendous. I can't wait to read the book. And this is John Rothman.
And I'm Mitch Tuckman.
And we'll be back. We'll talk a little more in the next segment. Jonathan, we'll have you back in the future. Thanks so much.
It's been my pleasure.
President Obama says Americans are getting bad investment advice. So bad that you're paying fees. I'm paying fees. And those fees total $17 billion annually. The president is talking about issuing an executive order. We need to talk about that. Is it real? And you can talk about it right here on Talk 910 every Saturday morning between 9 and 10. Hosted by John Rothman, joined by Mitch Tuckman. And you can talk to Mitch directly by going to www.rebalanceira.com or by calling 877-IRA-4IRA. We are going to help you. We're going to help ourselves make sure that we can retire with more. Tune in Saturday morning between 9 and 10, and we'll tell you how to retire with more.